Alhamdulillah, Al-Wahid Al-Ahad, Al-Fard Al-Samad, Al-Ladhi Lam Yalad Wa Lam Yulad Wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, Wa Usalli Wa Usallim Ala Khatim Al-Anbiya'i Wa Mursaleen, Sayyidana Muhammad Wa Alihi Wa Sahbihi Ajma'in, Wa Ba'd. O you who believe, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with Jami'ul Kalam, the ability to say a great meaning in a few words. Also blessed with knowledge where he did not speak from himself, he spoke from the revelation. And from his legacy, his wasiya, that he has left with us, I want to bring a tradition to you today. And if you can't remember anything from what I have said, if it is not clear, then this is the most important thing I can bring to you today. It is the words of our messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. This hadith, which is not so well known in the ranks of the Muslims, is authentic hadith in Jami' al-Jawami'. And in this hadith reported by Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu wajha, one of the great sahaba, the cousin of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the one who married his daughter Fatima. Ali reports, when I took possessions of the weapons of the Messenger of Allah, I found in the hilt of the sword a parchment, something written on a scroll. It was saying the following words. Now Ali ibn Abi Talib was a person who could read and write. Arabic was an oral culture at that time. But there were a few people who were writing down a script. And Ali was one of the people who was of those who were lettered in Mecca. And so the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was not lettered himself, must have had somebody write this because he knew that Ali would read it. It is a wasiya. It is a legacy he is leaving. And so Ali opens up the hilt of the sword and he finds this and he brings it to us. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, delivered this message. Sil man qata'aka wa ahsan ila man asa'a ilayk wa qul al-haq walau ala nafsik. These are three important axioms for us to remember. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has left us these words. He said, keep relations with those who cut you off. And do good to people, even if they harm you. And speak the truth, even if it is against yourself. Now, what would they expect in the hilt of a sword? A fundamentalist Muslim, as they would say today. What would they expect written on a weapon? This is the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Keep relations with those who cut you off. Many of us accept Islam and we cut ourselves off from our families. We think we have become holy overnight. Allah has given us the Shahada. But that family, your mother and your father raised you. So we should respect our parents. We don't follow them in shirk. We don't follow them in polytheism and disbelief, but we respect them and keep relations with them. The Prophet, peace be upon him, when he went to At-Ta'if to give them the message, they stoned him till the blood poured down in his sandals. And the angel of the mountains came and gave him permission to destroy the whole city. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, told him in words that maybe there would be somebody who would accept Islam. Maybe there is some good in them. Leave them. And he lived to see the people of Ta'if come into Islam in crowds. That is the type of strength and attitude we have to have. Secondly, do good even to those who harm you. Somebody's doing wrong to you. It doesn't change our character. We don't do evil in order to correct evil. We do good to correct evil. And maybe doing good may be stopping that person. It may be putting that person out of commission. That may be good. But we do not do evil to correct evil. Because it is the character of the Muslims. It is the patience and character which spread Islam to the four corners of the world. And lastly, which is an important point for conflict resolution, speak the truth even if it is against yourself. Most of us will speak the truth if it is for us, if it's what we believe. Then we speak the truth. But if it's against us, how many speak the truth? This is not an ego struggle.